only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfield's a milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
Oh-ho, open the pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins of the Bears and Bing's guests, Ken Murray, Burl Ives, and Miss Laurie Anders. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last broadcast of the season. Yes, this program marks the close of our current radio series. It marks the end of 39 weeks of hard and painstaking labor. And now, tottering toward the microphone is Bing Crosby.
Wheel me in, boys. Only one more to go.
Oh, Bing, thank you.
Glad you made it.
It's difficult for me to believe that we've really gone through 39 weeks. 39. Seems like only yesterday that we're doing our first broadcast of the season. Mm-hmm. Bob Hope was our guest, you remember?
Right. Yeah.
Man, we sure got off to a flying stop that night, didn't we?
Well, that was just bad booking on your part.
What do you mean?
You should have had him on this show.
I tried to get him, book him, yeah, but at the last minute he had to fly to Australia.
Bob had to fly to Australia? What for?
Well, they've just perfected a new breed of kangaroo down there. This new kangaroo has a zipper on its pouch.
Kangaroo with a zipper on its pouch?
Bob flew down there to pull the first zipper.
You mean Holt flew clear to Australia just to pull a zipper?
Now, don't be so surprised. You know, any time there's a grand opening, he'll go. All he wants is just the crowd, any group from 5,000 to 5,000 people, and he'll be there laughing, singing, selling ballpoint pens and dancing, passing the hat.
Well, that's our boy, all right. Anyhow, Bing, now that this is our last program until fall, what are you going to do this summer?
Well, Ken, did you happen to know that I'm a member of the Shoshone Paiute Indian tribe up in Nevada?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm going up north into Montana to fish on the Flathead Indian Reservation.
Oh, you member of the Flathead tribe, too?
No, but I think I could get in with very little trouble.
You have a point there.
Oh. Set me up. Well, one whack with a tomahawk will take care of that, huh?
Tell me, Bing, I'm interested to know, what do you do when you walk into a strange Indian reservation? What's the procedure?
Oh, well, I'm glad to help you out with anything that troubles you about this, because I'm really an expert. I'd like to know. Two tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ken, I usually ride in, I tie up my pony, throw my bow and arrows on the ground, put on my formal blanket. That's the one with the belt in the back.
Oh, yes, I'm on the task.
Then I braid my hair. That don't take a minute. And then I... And I walk up to the chief's teepee.
Yeah, and then?
And the chief and I have a little powwow. In the conclusion of our meeting, we smoke the peace cigarette.
The peace cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always thought the Indians smoked the peace pipe.
Boy, that's the end of you around here. With you. Kenneth, it's the peace cigarette now. And do you know what the peace cigarette is?
Oh, it's got to be one of those milder Chesterfields.
Certainly. Chesterfield's a real peaceful smoke. As a matter of fact, Ken, most smoke signals are now done with Chesterfield.
Well, what do you know? Isn't that wonderful?
Well, after we smoke the peace cigarette, we ask the chief where the fish are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he opens up the deep freeze. He gives me a mess. I thank him, give him a pony. And I run. And I ride off into the sunset.
Well,
see them a-tumbling down.
Dragging your fish behind.
Dragging my fish behind.
Well, that certainly is a nice arrangement.
Isn't it? You know something, Ken? I have another nice arrangement right here in my hand. It's by John Scott Trotter, and it's an arrangement of a new tune by Burke and Van Heusen, titled I've Got to Fall in Love Again. This is from nothing. It's just a popular... Take it taking such liberties tonight. They know it's the last show, and they're just being as fresh as they could be. See some new faces here in the fall. That's all I can say. But this is a brand new song. John, go ahead.
I remember back in high school, I fell off of my horse. And what did my teacher tell me? Get back on, of course. Now that's a good rule to observe. So before I lose my nerve, oh, I've got to fall in love again. Give my all in love again. Turn on that moon above. I've just got to fall in love. I know a fella who bumped his head. Made him crazy, the doctor said. But then he bumped his head once more. And now he's as good as he was before. So I've got to fall in love again. Give my all in love again. Turn on that moon above. I've just got to fall in love.
Got to fall in love again. Give my all in love again.
Turn on that moon above. I've just got to fall in love. I know a fella who dropped his watch. Dancing the Charleston at a coffee clutch. It used to lose about an hour a day. Now they use the time and rattlers on the Erie Irie. He went to church and the roof fell in. He tasted the brimstone, saw the fire. Now he's singing second tenor in the young men's choir. So I've got to fall in love again. Give my all in love again. Turn on that moon above. I've just got to fall in love. Won't some kind lady please drop her glove?
I've just got to fall in love.
You know, friends, you know, you hear all kinds of advertising these days, but Chesterfield has always believed in just telling you the facts. Now, just recently, Chesterfield received a telegram from the Newington Foundation of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It tells about a survey and appraisal of cigarette advertising made by a panel of 5 members of the Faculty of Liberal Arts of the University of New Hampshire. The panel scrutinized and studied the advertising copy of 5 leading cigarettes, and here's what they found. I quote from the telegram. Only Chesterfield advertising was judged entirely free from misleading statements or false claims. This is the opinion of the panel. The honesty of your advertising is indicative of the honesty of your product. And the telegram is signed W. Keith Simpson, director of the Newington Foundation. Now, here's what that means to you.
When we say Chesterfield gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste, you know it's the truth.
And when we say Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you to smoke, you know that's the truth, too. Always buy Chesterfield's. Because they satisfy. Now, folks, I'd like to present a great singer of ballads, our foremost exponent of American folk songs, Mr. Burl Ives. Thanks, Bing. Nice to have you with us, Burl, tonight, because, you know, this is my last show.
Did you get fired?
No. Just leaving on vacation.
Well, have a good time, Bing, and don't forget to shave before you try to check into a hotel.
Say, you got a song for us?
Yeah, I got a little song I recorded here. It's kind of a spiritual.
Oh, I love spiritual. What's this one?
It's called Noah Found Grace in the Eyes of the Lord.
Oh, who wrote this?
A fellow by the name of Robert Schmertz. He's a teacher in Pittsburgh University.
Well, he'd be happy to hear that you're doing his song, I'm sure. And we'll listen to it very eagerly. Well, Burl, go ahead.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
No complaints in the eyes of the Lord, and he meant it high and dry.
Oh, the Lord looked down from his window in the sky, said, I created man, but I don't remember why. Nothing but fighting since creation day. I'll send a little water and I'll wash him all away. The Lord came down to look around a spell. There was Mr. Noah behaving mighty well. And that is the reason the scriptures record that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he left it high and dry.
The Lord said, Noah, there's going to be a flood. There's going to be some water and there's going to be some mud. So take off your hat, Noah. Take off your coat. Get him, Shem, and Jeph, and build yourself a boat. Noah said, Lord, I don't believe it could. The Lord said, Noah, get some gopher wood. You never know what you can do till you try. Make it 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry.
There she is, there she is, Lord. The Lord said, Noah, it's time to get aboard. Oh, take up each creature, a he and a she, and of course, Mrs. Noah and your whole family. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dark. The Lord said, Noah, get those creatures on the ark. Noah said, Lord, it's beginning to pour. The Lord said, Noah, hurry up and shut the door. Oh,
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry.
Oh, the ark rose up in the bosom of the deep. And after 40 days, Mr. Noah took a peep. Said, we're not moving, Lord, where are we at? The Lord said, you're sitting right on Mount Ararat. And Noah said, Lord, it's a getting mighty dry. The Lord said, Noah, see my rainbow in the sky. Take all your creatures and people the earth. But be sure you're not more trouble than you're worth.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed. I am
God. Hey, that's very nice, Burl. That Dr. Schmertz of the University of Pittsburgh has got a nice little song there. I wish he'd go down to Forbes Field and do something for the Pirates. But will you come back and sing another song with me later, Burl? Fine, fine. Now, if you excuse me, I've got some other business here. Folks, at this time, I'd like to present a big New York television star who is, this boy has been flown out here at great expense to himself. We have here the star of the Ken Murray Show, Mr. Ken Murray.
Hiya, partner.
Say, Ken, I want to tell you, this is real exciting. This is a considerable pleasure to us to have a big television star like you with us. What are you doing out here in this desolate land of radio and motion pictures? Do you come as a tourist to visit the old ruins? Hmm?
Oh, I don't know, Bing. You look all right. Of course, I haven't seen Hope yet.
Oh. That's pretty frightening, I can tell you.
Tell me something, Bing. When are you going into TV?
You're not reaching me. You're just not getting through to me.
No, really. When are you going to get into that TV?
Oh, not me.
Don't be bitter about it. Why don't you get into television and get your feet wet?
Oh, not me. Most of the people I know who went into television to get their feet wet, they're now going down for the third time.
Well, I don't know. Could I borrow that boy from New York?
We have a lease on that boy. He's a...
Well, if...
That's what you call an athletic laugher, isn't
it? Oh,
yeah? He just rears back and turns it loose, huh?
I have a line here that I'm going to say. It doesn't fit anymore, but I'm going to say it.
I'll give you the straight line again. You want the straight line?
No, let's just do my line and see how flat it is.
Most of the people I know are gone down for the third time.
Well, if someone throws them a sponsor, they'll be all right. That's my line.
I don't think the line was much anyhow.
No, I think it would have been better alone, to tell you the truth.
I think it'd be better just make a show around it.
Yeah.
Kill the whole...
Yeah, we'll get a...
Love that boy. Is he a laugher?
Yes, he is. I can't understand you, Bing, though. I really can't. What became of the bubbling, energetic Bing Crosby that I used to know?
Here it is, right here.
Well, even so, I cannot understand you being a fugitive from television. Why don't you try it, Bing?
Television's dangerous. Did you know that?
What are you talking about, Bing?
Why, it's plenty dangerous. I read in the paper the other day about a guy that was on a television show. A fellow watching him recognized him as the guy who'd stolen his car.
Well, what has that got to do with you?
Well, suppose I go on television. Some guy sees me, puts the finger on me, claims I stole his car. Where am I then?
Oh, that happens to me every week.
Well, you ought to quit stealing cars, boss.
I don't mean that. All those things happened. About a month ago, right after my show, a fella called up and claimed I was the guy that stole his overcoat at Tootsie Shore. And then one time a lady called up and claimed that I was the fella that was stealing the milk off her porch every morning.
Well, Ken, that could be serious, you know. You could sue that lady for accusing you falsely.
Oh, I don't want to sue the woman, Bing. After all, we're neighbors. But the top of the mall, Bing, was the night that some fella called up and claimed I had stolen his wife.
Get out. Some guy claimed you stole his wife?
Yeah, I said to you, Bing, he was the most grateful man I ever saw. I'm telling you, there's a lot of loot in television, Bing. You better get in there.
I can't worry about television now. I've got another big problem on my hands. Tomorrow I got to start on my vacation, Ken.
I bet you're desolate.
I just won't know what to do with myself.
Well, I've got an idea. I know a wonderful vacation spot for you. The Double Arrow Dude Ranch at Seeley Lake, Montana.
Double Arrow Ranch, huh?
Yep.
Well, thanks for the suggestion, Ken. It's nice, but I have a ranch.
So tough to get this guy anything for his vacation. But, Bing, there's a beautiful lake on this ranch.
Oh, thanks, Ken, but I have a lake.
I see. And this ranch is surrounded by gorgeous mountains.
I've got mountains.
But how about a trip to Europe? Don't tell me you got a Europe, too, have you?
Don't worry. I'll fritter away my time somehow this summer.
But, Bing, you won't be happy loafing. I've got to find something to keep you occupied.
Well, now, maybe I could get a job modeling hammocks or contour chairs or something.
Well, you have the contour for it.
I'll wait. A bulge right?
Yes, sir. I know what you can do, Bing. You can work with me. You know, you can help me write songs.
Wait a minute. Help you write songs?
Yes, certainly. Haven't you heard? I'm now known as the Stephen Foster of television.
I thought that was Nick Kinney.
No. I've just written a tone poem of Americana entitled, I Like the Wide Open Spaces.
Did you write that? I've heard it. It's good. It's a good song.
It sold over 200,000 copies the first 2 weeks.
200,000 copies. Wow. Say, is it too late to write that one with you? I could dash off a few catchlines, you know. Just get a few yells down at the
end. I'm sorry you've missed the boat there, partner.
Well, I got a boat, too.
No.
But I like the way that little girl on the Budweiser show. That's your show, isn't it? The big TV show?
That's
yeah.
The old Anheuser-Busch.
Under the old Anheuser-Busch. Oh, boy.
Right. Good old Budweiser every
Say,
Saturday.
What's the girl's name? Laurie Anders?
Yes.
She's real cute. She sings that, I Like the Wide Open Spaces. She's a cute She's chick. A,
well, it so happens I've got Laurie with me tonight. Would you like to meet her?
Say, we'd all like to meet her.
You know, Bing, Laurie is a real Western gal.
Where's she from?
Comes from a little town called Goose Egg, Wyoming.
That's the real name of the town?
Goose Egg? Where is that?
I don't believe I know that town.
About 12 miles from Casper, Wyoming.
Casper, Wyoming. Diddly dead burn. I don't believe I know it. How big is it?
Well, it isn't very big. It has a post office and a nightclub and two telephones.
A post office, a nightclub, and two telephones. Well, why the two telephones?
Well, that's so the postmaster can phone the nightclub for a reservation. Now, but now that you and Laurie are here, why don't we head for the wide open spaces, huh? What do you
say? That's okay with me, partner.
Well, how do you get Laurie into this routine? What's the magic gimmick?
Yeah. What's the magic word?
Yeah.
Just one word. You
know. I know. Cowboy.
I like the wide open spot.
There she goes.
I help where the pack is great. Where two guns beat four ice. I like the wide open spot.
Now, I'm a man that's aggravated. Got trouble, female kind, like a horse that's single gated. She's got a one-track mind. Now some gals like their silks and satins, a diamond or bouquet. When I ask my gal what she likes, well, here's what she'll always say.
I like the wide open spot. I am where the path is great. Where two guns beat for ice. Whoa. I like the wide open spot.
I like the wide open spaces. Out where the cactus grows, where two guns reach four aces. I like the wide open spaces.
top man of the Wahoo Nation. They call me Super Chief. Catch him squaw at the railroad station. Catch him plenty grief. Breaking her up, me like thunder round around her. She started in to squaw. She made me chief. Hole in the head with her engine tomahawk.
Laura! I like the wide open fight. I help wear the captain's brace. Wear two guns deep for ice. I like the wide open fight.
I like the wide open spaces. Out where the cactus grows. Wear two guns deep for races. I like the wide open spaces.
I took my gal a horseback riding, moonshining high above. Found my arm around her sliding, I started talking love. When I puckered up to kiss her, she started in to shout. She hit me with her loaded pistol, knocking my front teeth out.
I like the wide open fight.
Well, I blew my
back. I have the
Dr.
Cowell,
where
two guns beat for ice. I like the wide open fight.
I like the wide open spaces, out where the cactus grows, where two guns beat for aces. I like the wide open spaces.
I like the wide open spikes.
Man, you can't beat the New West, can you? That, oh, that, if you ever come to Elko, I'd lose every cowhand on the place. Thank you, Laurie, and thank you, Ken. That was lots of fun. Now, Burl Ives is back. You ready, Burl? You know the big song of the year is Old Smokey, Burl. Do you think you and I can handle that?
Sure, Bing. Start it off, and I'll slide in somewhere.
I'll make an effort. John Scott has a beautiful arrangement here that I think you'll like.
Good.
Top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover from a cordon too slow. For courting's a pleasure, and parting is grief. A false-hearted lover is worse than a thief.
A thief will just rob you. And he'll take what you have.
But a false-hearted lover
will lead you to the grave.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
And tell you more lies than the cross ties on the railroad or the stars in the sky. On top of Old Smokey, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover from a cordon.
Bing, you know, we've got a mighty important selling job to do here tonight.
How's that,
Ken? Well, what we tell the folks about Chesterfield now has to last all summer.
Not at all, Ken. Chesterfield speaks for itself. Whether we're here or not, Chesterfield goes right on being the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Bing. Because only Chesterfield gives you those famous ABCs. Always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking.
Yep, when you smoke Chesterfields, you get all that plus the added pleasure of no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
Science discovered it, and you can prove it. Science discovered that of all brands tested, only Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. And you can prove it by smoking Chesterfields. They taste better, and after you smoke them, no unpleasant aftertaste.
Yep, that's the straight story. You remember that telegram we read you? When Chesterfield says it, you know it's the truth. So always buy Chesterfield.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So home, open the pack and give them a sniff. Then you'll smoke them. Oh!
May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day. Today, may your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and the bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Every cloud you see, fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet.
Till we meet.
Now my thanks to Ken Murray, to Laurie Anders and Burl Ives for joining us tonight. Before shoving off, I'd like to also thank the large and industrious staff that makes this program possible. And deep appreciation, too, to all our listeners and to the Chesterfield people who prime the pump heavily on this little operation. They're wonderful folks to work for, and you can take it from me, Chesterfield's a smoke for you. We'll be back in October, folks, and now just for old time's sake, don't you think we ought to let Ken Carpenter have one more word here?
Oh, me?
Yes. Don't you think we should leave the folks with a thought for the warm vacation month?
Oh, that's a good idea, Bing. Just remember, folks, that only Chesterfield gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history. Science discovered it, and you can prove it by smoking Chesterfields. It's been wonderful being with you this year, and we'll be back for Chesterfield again in the fall. Till then, I want you to have a real good summer. When you pack for that vacation trip, don't forget what I've been telling you about Chesterfields. Vacation time, anytime. Chesterfield's the best cigarette for you to smoke. See you then next fall for Chesterfield, huh? Good night and thanks.
The
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. We'll be back in October for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.